I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus and with Emily Wells, Artistic Director of the Human Race Theater Company. What's coming up next at the Loft Theater?
Peerless by Jihei Park is a take on the Scottish play. And for those that are not in the know, the Scottish play is Shakespeare's Macbeth. It's set in a high school around the time of college admission season, so it's a little bit satirical, it's a little dark, it's a lot of fun. That's going to be directed by Maria Spring Cortes, and those dates are from April 25th to May 12th. Just before that, though, we'll have our season announcement for the next season. That's going to be on April 15th, live event in our theater for free. Come on down, get a sneak peek of what's happening in the 24-25 season. And then we'll finish out this current season with The Kite Runner, based on Khaled Hosseini's well-renowned novel, adapted into a film and now adapted into a really beautiful, effective stage play by Matthew Spangler. And that is coming on a national tour that we're partnering with Dayton Live to present in the Victoria Theater. So that has a limited run of 6 days, May 28th through June 2nd. There's a Parents Day Out performance for that event. And we're also working together on this Kites of Kindness project that you'll start hearing about and seeing in the lobby of the Schuster in the Victoria and our theater as well, with some of our partner organizations around the city.
As you mentioned, The Kite Runner, kind of like To Kill a Mockingbird, started out as a book, then a film, and then a stage play. How does the stage adaptation compare to the book or the movie?
It's so theatrical that it's its own entity, I think. It takes some of the heart and comedy from the book, as well as the really sensitive material, and handles it in a beautifully stagecrafted way. There's live music during the performance. The cast sings. There's a live musician playing on stage. And it really has this ensemble effort and focuses on the heart message of that book, which is how do you forgive yourself and how do you forgive others? And it's really, really terrifically done. We saw it on Broadway right before it closed. And when Dayton Live approached us about co-presenting it, we said absolutely yes. It ties in with our season of adaptation and presents a really wonderful bookend. Very different from the film, obviously. You know, you can kind of do a lot of things in film that you can't do in theater, but I think that's what makes theater so special, is it asks the audience to bring their imagination with them.
How do we get tickets?
There's something for every price point. So there's a ticket available for everybody, from free tickets through the Dayton Metro Library for certain performances. People can use their Dayton Metro card to get one of those tickets, all the way through our full price, top of the line, center section, no obstructed view in our space. Every seat really is a good seat in our theater.
Although your next season will begin in the fall, what are you up to during the summer?
Well, we have lots of infrastructure projects to do, but we also participate in Downtown Dayton Partnership's Art in the City, which is the very first weekend of August. And for that event, we hire 5 playwrights to write short plays of about 5 minutes. We hire a director and 3 actors to go with it, and they sort of draw names out of a hat. They're given a prompt by us, and then they write a short play overnight, rehearse it in the morning, and we're out participating on the street during Art in the City in the afternoon. It's a lot of fun.
Emily Wells, the Artistic Director of the Human Race Theater Company. Get more information about the rest of this season and stay tuned for details about the 2024-25 season by visiting humanracetheater.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.